RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to Immunize Wisely. This is the second hour of the show. And since no one called in and the graphene oxide is not a hot topic, I guess, that's okay. I can put some of the links that were shared with me, certainly with Steve Elkin and John Moore. I guess, you know, people are talking about that. And, you know, I've been seeing for the last 12 years medical journal articles where they're clearly putting this together. I mean, there's PubMed of totally using graphene oxide in this manner, how much is diluted or how much alchemical properties were added to it or something to take the grayness away in the liquid portion of the shot or make it so it's replicating or, you know, whatever. They've been playing with this a long time. This is always the end goal, to own our biology. You know, and I've always said, you know, one of my favorite little things to say all the time is, well, if you don't own your own physical vehicle while you're here, your own body, if you can't own that, there, you know, you don't have any rights at all. I mean, that's the last of all human rights that they're going after, and they're going after in full force. And, you know, this is, you know, they patent everything that they inject into you. This is literally a genetic modification. So all we have to do is look at what, Monsanto, in the lawsuits against Monsanto, which is now Bayer, regarding infringing on their patent. Well, what about having the stuff injected onto you and they have the patent on the whole biological change in your body and you're connected to the Internet of Things? They own you. They own your body, okay? So, because they've changed you from being a physical vehicle that has a spirit to literally turning you into some kind of biorobot, you know, whatever. It's all creepy. It's so sci-fi. The more I look at it, the more I see testimonies of people that got the shot, the more I'm just like, my jaw drops open. It's like, really? These people really just rolled over for this? But obviously they don't know the history of this planet. That's, to me, pretty important. And the fact that the dark forces have been in control of this planet, you know, through the banking system and everything for quite a long time, and they are Satanists, and you can't really doubt that. The more you know, the more you really don't want to know. So I'm going to go ahead and put the caller number out again, because if there's listeners, it's nice to talk to someone, you know. If there's, like, you know, even Jenna in Olympia, I'd love to hear from you. The number is 512-248-8252. You know, the 800 number that if you haven't memorized, you can still use 800-313-9443. We're just trying to save money at the station. So this was posted universeinsideyou.com, and I'm going to give you the link in the chat room again, immunizewisely@chatandgo.com. I thought this was actually really quite incredible. Let's see, get that up. So this is one in Utah. Utah metallic monolith, and they're all over the world. And they're wondering, is this alien contact or something? Well, obviously, it's not of this earth, and they're just appearing. So what the heck is that? With these five little words, The world was plunged headlong into one of the most curious and extensive mysteries of our time. They were spoken by a member of a Utah Department of Public Safety helicopter crew as they flew over the vast expanse of Utah's wilderness on November 18, 2020. The crew had been tasked with counting bighorn sheep for the government when suddenly, beneath their helicopter, noticeably out of place among the red rock cliffs and dusty valleys, stood a shimmering metallic monolith. Okay, the intrepid explorers go down to investigate the alien life form, one of the crew exclaimed as the helicopter descended to take a closer look. A pilot, Brett Hutchings, would later tell news outlets, "We were joking around that if one of us suddenly disappears, I guess the rest of us make a run for it," adding that the monolith was the strangest thing that I've come across out there in all my years of flying. Quote, "Is this something NASA stuck up there or something?" Hutchings asked. "Are they bouncing satellites off it?" No, it was not something NASA struck up there. In fact, the Utah Department of Public Safety said on its website there was no obvious indication of who might have put the monolith there. This led to much speculation. After all, the monolith had appeared many miles from any city in a place humans rarely, if ever, traversed. The Utah Department of Public Safety offered speculation of their own, and their statement read, I thought this was great, quote, this is Utah Department of Public Safety, okay? "It is illegal to install structures or art without authorization on federally managed public lands, no matter what planet you're from." And they put in the article, they underline, "no matter what planet you're from." It's illegal. Anyway, it goes on. I just thought that was classic, but I have some really other interesting ones too. So we do have Jenna from Washington. Oh, she heard my little call. Hi, Jenna. It's so good for you to join me. Thank you.
Oh, I'm glad to come along. I'm really thankful that you sent me some care package with little flyers about the VAERS vaccine injury.
Right.
Which was created, and just the fact that it was blue and the psychological influence it draws people in. And,
right.
You know, the packet of flyers that you gave me have come in use. And the top of it says, shots can hurt. But just because it's blue, someone will take this flyer in and look at it and not feel offended because the color blue is welcoming. And I think it's just great. The Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System is saying, you got to report any injury because in my neck of the woods here in Olympia, a local cashier that I'm very friendly with, very sweet guy, he last week told me vaccines aren't supposed to make you feel bad, and he had a mask on, and I'm like, what's going on? He's like, I am so sick, I feel nauseous, I just got my vaccine. And I'm like, oh, no. And I thought to hand him this to give him some, you know, more information, because I'm not very pushy, but I wanted him to be able to do something about it. And this week I went in, and he showed me his arm, and he showed me this huge, like, bigger than a golf ball size, red, irritated skin over his shot area that just showed up. So I was able to hand this to him, and he's like, thanks, I'll check it out.
Because right. In fact, I wish more people would get them. They're very inexpensive. You get a pad of 50 sheets, and it's like, and you can drop them anywhere. I put mine, as Jenna saw, on a half-page flyer that describes the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System and why there's so many injuries that are not reported. And, you know, I heard, Jenna, that there's a huge scandal at the CDC, and that there's a whistleblower saying that they got over 50,000 reports of adverse reactions, and they're keeping it hush-hush because it was so over the top, and they want people to keep getting the vaccine.
Now
they're saying it's 10,000 that they're related deaths, or, you know, COVID-related deaths, 20. Anyway, if you when she, I think when Julie True was mentioning Open VAERS, she said .org. It's Open, V-A-E-R-S. That's for Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, .org. She said .org. It's .com. Open, okay. Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, .com. And I put that in the chat because I wanted to make sure that correction was there from what she was saying.
And that's a nicer website, actually, that you've linked to, because in the past I've just Googled just to, you know, look for myself because I just want to keep on top of it. And it, that site that you have linked to, .org, is a lot nicer to just, I mean, it looks like it's more updated. And, you know, it's just facts are facts, but it's...
No, it's
just,
.com. OpenVAERS.com.
Dot
is the com,
openvares.com. Okay.
Yeah.
And that can
she
roll
said
off my... Pardon?
Julie said .org in her tape.
She did. Okay. .com. Either way, I've been putting these around, and, you know, one local pub that we go to, I put them all over the bathroom, and the next, you know, a couple days later, they were all down. But, you know, it's just, once people start recognizing that, you know, there are lines of communication locally that really come easier than having to go seek it out and go through the internet that most people don't have time for. So I'm really glad that I have these, and maybe that's at least made a change for this guy, because I don't want, because he's like, I don't think I want to have the second dose if I'm going to feel like this. Because, you know, I can't tell people what to do. They have to come to their own realization, but I can give them information that leads them to more information. And if they're questioning, it's there for them.
Well, I would be probably taking around my EMF meter, you know, and say, well, let's check out your reading where you got the shot versus the other arm, like that guy did. You know, I shared those links last week in the chat room. I mean, that was rather frightening. And then, you know, the black light test. Wow.
Right.
That was incredible, or the UV light, you know, where his veins in his hand were all lit up. And
I
then, you know, I like, and then the gal, that was really short too. She says, take your RFID checker and check over here. Nothing. No problem. Now, this is where I got a vaccine. Put your RFID checker here. I mean, the chick that with the register, she was just flipped out. I mean, we're talking about, you know, owning you. Literally owning your physical vehicle.
Right.
I mean, you have a whole new number assigned to you, just like, you know, that box of Cheerios, okay?
Right. Which could be horrifying to find that out, but I would want to know. Not everybody can handle what they just did to themselves. You know, but it is what it is. Like, I was thinking, I don't have either of those devices, but I do have a little magnet.
Right.
I think he, like, we're on such good terms, I would say, you know, this might be silly to you, but could I put a magnet up to your arm? I don't know. We'll just see what he's like next week when I, you know, when I go there to get supplies.
Okay, so, well, Jen, let me just tell, I mean, now that you brought that up, I'm looking at, like, getting information on possible remedies, some way of disabling the whole magnetoprotein and the spread throughout the body and the spike protein. So we're all like putting our heads together on this stuff.
Right.
So I may have mentioned the NAC, you know, that's the one the FDA has stomped on. That's supposed to be a big thing. Glycine and zinc is a huge thing too. I just got that. Well, I forwarded this email. I didn't say anything. I'm not going to be freaked out. But my chiropractor, who is anti-vaccine, is determined, hell or high water. She's planned this trip for 2 years. She's going to Portugal with her kids for a vacation.
Okay.
And she really wants to go. Well, she rolled over and got the shot. So my friend told me. And I didn't want to say anything to her. So I had an appointment Wednesday.
Yeah.
And so this is after she got the shot, right? And I'm just not, I mean, I'm not going to be like drinking tons of pine needle tea. I'm just, I will not allow my consciousness to get hung up in fear porn. I just won't.
No,
I feel like raising my consciousness is more important than all that other stuff.
Right.
I believe in miracles. I've seen too much stuff, you know, and I know my raising my consciousness is more important, being loving and kind. So I felt an impulse today without ever saying anything. She looked great. I mean, we have a trade going on. She's taking SCACT and sulfur and iodine, which is all helpful in producing glutathione. She literally looked fantastic, okay?
Okay.
And this is someone that got 21st. So I went ahead and emailed her, forwarded to her, and then made a mention, you know, the zinc, and, you know, I just forwarded her some stuff and said that I had also shared it with another natural practitioner who got it in February and was, like, really sick. And I just gifted her some NAC. I went ahead to Life Extension. You can get it really cheap there. So I just went there, and when I heard about it, I said, I'm going to just start gifting it to a couple people. But, I mean, you know, this woman literally said she had no choice. She had to get the vaccine. I'm like, how does that happen? I mean, right. I literally specialize. That's, like, my thing. I specialize and exemption rights, you know, legal and lawful. I mean, I will push that liability issue. I will do all kinds of stuff. But I would file in federal court. I mean, I would take them to court right away if they'd infringed my – I mean, I had to fly and there was no other way. And it was something – you know, I would totally immediately file a suit, even in these commercial courts. You know, because that – you know, that is absolutely wrong. And it's a violation of federal law. Right. And they're not accepting liability. I mean, this is too cuckoo to me. I mean, do people do no research? I mean, this is a naturopath. I was like, this is my chiropractor. She's really smart.
Yeah. That is surprising.
What do you think? Don't you think that's kind of weird?
I think it is weird, but it's overall this acceptance. And, you know, we're always listening to different points of view, but how the encroachment on individual rights with all of this, you know, the social, emotional, and the equity, and the Black Lives Matter, and, of course, the United States marriage to Israel, for whatever way, it's right on the line of that taboo subject where you just give a little more. You just give a little more, you compromise a little more, and this is where it leads us. This is where that's the only explanation I can come up with of how people could go to these extremes for the benefit of the common good. And it's mind-blowing.
Well, I think, you know, I mean, what blows me away, this is a government that's so many things have shown how harmful this stuff is. I mean, everything they've done. I mean, they've been poisoning us for so long. They've been experimenting on us. They've been doing all kinds of stuff to us. I mean, they have a whole history. I mean, look at what they did to Black people, the Tuskegee experiments, you know, the syphilis. I mean, I that's just a tip of the iceberg. But we know all the nuclear experiments on these small towns, making it like, oh, you know, it's radioactive. It's good for me. I mean, this is cuckoo stuff. DDT is good for me. I mean, if anyone was paying attention just a little bit, they would say, well, wait a minute, you know, this was warp speed, produced really fast, you know, how can I really trust the government, you know, on and on. I would be, you know, looking into this. But the next generation, you know, that's like your kids and my kid, right, they didn't learn the Constitution.
No.
They did not learn. I mean, everything was a program to trust the experts. They were doing that in my daughter's school. Everything, and they even did that some in my school. But I remember my daughter's school, it was literally funneling everyone into, like, you know, you can't know the whole body. You can't be a general practitioner doctor. You have to see a podiatrist for your foot, an oncologist for your cancer, you know, a neuro, you know, it goes on and on, you know. But everything is like, you know, you're, you know, a combination of parts. You're not a whole being, you know?
Right.
And everything's like, you know, in these little pigeonholes. And they've did that on purpose, you know, so that we wouldn't know what the other part is doing. And really was into creating the autism mindset. You know, I had a guest on a while back, gosh, when we had In Defense of Humanity, I think, Charles Boswell, and he did this incredible movie, and he like disappeared because he was showing how they literally wanted to create a whole generation of autistics. Right. Remember that?
Well, I didn't remember that show, but
Oh, yeah. That was on purpose. That's very fascinating, the reasons, when you think about it.
Yeah.
Okay, stay tuned. You're listening to Immunize Wisely.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, welcome back. We're listening to Immunize Wisely. I still have Jen on the line, I think. Is that right, Jen? Are you there? Oh, that's fine. Well, Jen, I'm going to go ahead and post in the chat room. I'm looking for it right now. It will probably be the next commercial break. Charles Boswell. I know it's kind of hard to find, but you can see the, what do they call that movies? Come on, the lead, the preview, or you know, it's like a short preview, and it's that's why they stomped on it. He said he had it totally completed, and then he literally just disappeared, and I don't know if they killed him or what, but it was Vaccinate the Future, a film by Charles Boswell. Vaccinate the Future. It was incredible. The guy really knew what he was doing. That was the problem. He knew it was science fiction that was actually true, and they can't have too much of that. But anyway, we have Pat in Texas. Welcome to the show, Pat. Thanks for calling in.
Well, thank you. I just thought of something. I had some friends to go to Hawaii, and I'm so glad. I didn't know till they came back. But I heard Don talking on his show, this Perfect Storm, and he was talking about how 80% of the British Airways pilots have been vaccinated, and four of them just died with no adverse problems. And what I'm wondering is, why would we want to get in a plane?
Right, exactly. Why would we?
Maybe we could ask them all that.
Right.
if they trust every Tom, Dick, Harry, Fauci with a vaccine.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, their question, that I think it was all in the UK. We haven't heard anything in this country, have we? You're talking about the UK pilots, right?
Right. And well, that's my understanding when I listened to them, and I think my mouth was open most of the time, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, they're up there with the lower oxygen and maybe little blood clots all over their body and possibly going in their brain, and they both had the shot, and one of them can't run the plane. That's what he said. Who's going to run the plane if they both just decide because of the loss of oxygen up there that they fall over?
Right. Yeah, just incredible, huh? Really incredible.
Yeah, really,
I personally would not fly. I mean, you don't want to judge people, but it's pretty hard when you start really paying attention that we're living in a pivotal times. These are literally biblical times. This is like the shift of ages going on. You know, anyone that knows astrology, numerology, or any of that, even though some people think it's of the devil, I mean, everything is lining up. We have these solar eclipses one after the other. I mean, it kind of goes on and on. This is like, this was predicted by the Mayans, you know, this time. It wasn't
Don't get me started now. I'll give you a Bible scripture for all that. And I never paid any attention to the Mayans. I said, why should I pay any attention to people that eat each other?
I'm mentioning that because it's in every tradition. It's in the Bible, what they left in there. They actually left some. But there's other stuff in the Bible that was, of course, removed at the Council of Nicaea. You know, the Book of Enoch, you know, the Book of Thomas. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. So I'm just saying there's a huge shift of the ages going on. And yes, I know a lot of people, Pat, that are Bible believers, and they think, we're not going to ever recover from. They don't believe that we're heading in a couple of years into 1,000 years of peace. They don't see that. And
I don't know exactly either. I mean, you know, I'm not a prophet. But what I see is that they, all those Satan worshipers out there, and that's why they're using all those Greek alphabet things that, you know, Delta and all that. That's part of their religion.
Right.
They have a certain, you reach Lambda and you're same as God and blah, blah, blah. But,
right.
But the point is, I do not... I'm not sure there's a rapture. They're waiting for us all to leave so they can just have had it, you know. And they don't know they're going first, according to Matthew 25.
Yeah.
It may not be many of us left here.
Right.
But I just put God TV on.
I guess you know, I will have a lot of issues with anyone that brings up a rapture because that really is not in the Bible. And that was actually inserted in by the Rothschilds. Anyway, that's a whole other story. We have two articles that we had in the Idaho Observer that we had a lot of Bible scholars really hit on that after I closed out the newspaper. I was constantly referring people to the author, but it was a two-part series. On the Scofield Bible, and you know, and yeah, anyway, I'm just saying the rapture is absolutely not biblical. I'll tell you that. That is true.
Not a trouble.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Welcome back. That was a long commercial break. Is Pat still there? Did she drop? Or
no, I just wanted to say more thing.
Sure.
Just one thing. Maybe at the top of our list to pray, we should put it on a wall everywhere, pray for all the pilots everywhere.
Oh, absolutely. We need to actually be praying right in our own neighborhood for our friends and neighbors to wake up. You know, I mean, I feel like the more loving and kind we can be in our approach to them. I mean, I generally like, you know, you go out in public and I like to be friendly and stuff. But I'm finding myself compelled, and a couple other people I know, is when you see someone with a mask on, I'm approaching them now. And, you know, and if they look halfway friendly at all, even though you can't tell under the mask, but I'm like, are you okay? Are you getting enough oxygen? And if they say, like, you know, what are they talking about? Just say, well, I just want you to know, and hand them a flyer, you know, that inhibits your ability to uptake oxygen. And we're at the lowest levels, you know, and just try to educate them a little bit, the bacterial growth in the mask, and that, you know, that kind of thing, you know, that's not good for our environment and the virus, you know, doesn't, you know, I just feel like I need to say something without being real judgmental, like they're stupid, because if you
that's
were to watch this,
question.
Yeah, I mean, the thing
have
is,
seen,
we're going to be stuck.
Have you seen any trouble with people not thinking very well? You know,
I have.
They don't hear me. We're erroneously passing each other because you don't hear well. And then, no, I'm text messaging them. They can make it large as they want to, and they can't read it. And I'm starting to think, well, their brain's affected.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen anything?
I am not in touch with a lot of people that are vaccinated, but I know that they've literally changed. And it's like once they're vaccinated, it's like it's, you know. But then we're getting these stories. I want to know how many people out there have heard the stories, you know, because it's pretty clear that not all these shots are the same. I mean, you know, yeah, there's maybe a little difference between Johnson & Johnson and, you know, Moderna and Pfizer, but they all are designed using the same basic technology. And the whole idea is to get you hooked into the cloud, and we get that. But not everyone, it's not taking on everyone, or they're getting a saline solution. Have you heard that, Pat?
Yeah, someone mentioned that you got to put a bunch of them in there that are saline solutions because people would catch them way too soon. And so, well, it didn't hurt so-and-so, see?
Exactly.
But then
I'm wondering if my chiropractor literally got one of those. I mean, she looked like really, really good. And she is drinking our tea. She had a little bit of a melanoma, you know, just a small thing in her scalp. And I didn't even push it on her. I just told her, well, you don't want to do what they tell you at the doctor. And she already knew what I did. She goes, well, I actually want to buy some tea from you. And I said, well, let's do a trade. So I told her everything I would do. And she's actually liking doing it and feeling good. And I told her about the radiation connection. And, I mean, she literally looked like a fantastic when I saw her. So when I hear that she took June 21st, I'm like, wow. And I never said anything to her. It's just, you know, the gossip through our female chain, you know, how girls are. You know, we all tell each other, oh, my gosh, she took it. So.
Well, yeah. We got a lot of emoticons on the cell phones, you know, that you can have tears coming out of your eyes and don't say nothing else.
Oh, really?
That's what we do if we hear somebody took one. Just don't say nothing else. Just put the big emoticon with the tears coming down. And,
well, I want to know why, the reason, because I think a lot of people are feeling pressured for job. They may not know how bad it is. I mean, I was, like I said, she already was, none of her children are vaccinated. You know, and she already knows. She promotes me. She wanted to support my meetings, you know, blah, blah, blah. So we're all, I knew she was considering it. She was like so adamant that nothing was going to keep her from taking this trip to Portugal that she's planned for many years.
Well, it's not good thinking is what I'm saying. It's stinking thinking, but you probably pray. And that's the thing. See, we got to pray for each other.
I'm thinking she is real prayerful. That's the whole thing. So I think she got a blank. I mean, she actually is. She's part of our spiritual support group, and so I'm really like, you know, no. I think there could be angels that could neutralize. I mean, I don't put anything past the power of God and His angels.
No. You're right.
Because she's actually an amazing woman. We all have these different challenges, and we all are, you know, we have a really great group, actually, a really great group. So, and that's how we know each other. And some of us are like freaking out that several people in the group, you know, for their job, one's a nurse, you know. It's like, yeah, really? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. I live in a neighborhood where everybody works. One person just retired. I said, oh, thank God. I could talk to somebody. But they work at home. They work from 24 hours a day. Or so. I don't know. It's just no time to even talk about stuff. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Pat. I appreciate your call. I absolutely do. Especially since I'm going to end up... You're so sweet, Pat. I'm going to end up doing a monologue. But, you know, I can always plug what I sell. I'll tell you what. I was pretty appreciative from Jenna because I really do like... I haven't really been pushing them. And I've had them. I actually have quite a lot of them. And anyone that gets a donation ends up getting some. That's the VAERS project. We call it the VAERS Post-it Note Project. And they're about postcard size. And the whole idea is we just wanted to wake people up with the project. And the blue one, this is just interesting, Pat. The blue one was designed for psychology. And I was so glad Jenna picked up on that. Because all these people didn't like it. They didn't like the blue one because it wasn't scientific enough, and that wasn't the idea. The idea was to break open someone's mind. So when you see it, it says shots can hurt in red with a nice blue background. It has a hand, a human cartooning hand, but it's nice with a needle, and the needle is kind of pointed at shots can hurt in red. And then it just has a whole list in the cloud, the blue cloud, seizures, loss of consciousness, ear infections, high-pitched screaming, intestinal blockage, allergic reaction, personality change. We're seeing that, right? Headache, encephalitis, food allergies, loss of eye contact. I mean, all kinds of stuff, asthma, diabetes, type 1 anyway, fibromyalgia, lethargy, measles, blood and urine. I mean, there's a lot of side effects of these shots that are known and most people have no idea. So it says shots can hurt, it says report injuries, it's the law. And you can find that link real easily on the home page. You just scroll down past where we advertise the RBN broadcast. And it's very inexpensive to get several of them. And you literally just, post them around town just to try to wake people up, put them in the restroom bathroom. I mean, we do that because...
There's all kinds of things out there that everybody has ideas about, but they don't ever get around to getting them printed up. So,
well, we had a lot of these. No, these were all professionally done. We all chipped in. I put in about $100 to make sure. That's just for the layout. That wasn't even for the printing. But a whole bunch of us put in for the artwork and the design and everything. So that was, I put in 60 and someone else put 100 and they thought it would include printing because she was like me, this is their volunteer work, It's like, sorry, it was just for the design. I'm sorry that wasn't more clear. And then they wanted someone to be able to sell it. Nobody wanted to sell it in their store. So I just put it in my store.
I would like to see more t-shirts, and just anything, you get on a TRE train here and go to Dallas and walk from car to car and have something on the back in front of it, they're not going to attack you right there, I don't think. They might give you a ticket when you go out. You didn't look at that sign that said, don't go near that track. Give you a ticket or something. But, there's a lot of things you can do and get attention without even passing anything out. But I don't think anybody has to go broke with all the things that we need out there. Really.
Right.
That's
true.
So you're doing it. Apparently you're doing it. But I want to say that you woke me up about the vaccines because I quit in 85 taking anyone I realized as a medical profession. They were going to make me take a stupid flu vaccine and it had already killed people. And I wasn't going to do it. But I took ones for lockjaw. I took two of them. And do you know I had a stroke? I could not raise my arm. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I couldn't raise my arm. And I went to the doctor. I got there in 3 hours because my missionary friend had to take a bath and everything. And I said, so I got there. They said, read my lips, 911. And so, but they leave it 3 hours. And they give you something. I used to know the name of it. It'll break up clots. It'll break them up. And they said, if you cut yourself any time in the last day or so, you will start bleeding. I said, yes, and I did. And it was, I was there about 5 days, and, wow. And then they wanted me to see a neurologist, but I didn't because I didn't trust them. I didn't trust. And I got the feeling back in my arm, but I think it was the vaccines. And I'm definitely, I never was. I mean, I never was big on it. They just didn't do it to us in hospitals like they're doing now. And
right.
Babies and everything.
Exactly.
I warn people and tell them, yeah. And right now I say, if you get mad at me because I can't remember stuff, I probably have had a stroke. They said you had a bleed on your brain, but they said we think it might have been an old bleed. They did another CAT scan.
Right,
well,
another
anyway.
CAT scan. Well, Pat, I've let you have a lot of time, and we actually do have another caller. Believe it or not, there's another listener out there that's gonna wants to talk. So that's nice.
Well, you woke me up on that. You did.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad. We're helping help wake some other people up. That's kind of my message here. Is like, you go to biotyranny.com and you'll see lots of people that say, hey, if I don't do something, who is? And you're literally led by spirit to do something and help. And if you're older and you could just, you know, do something in your neighborhood or have a talk or show a film, then do that. But do something.
Well, I've already talked to most of my neighbors that speak enough English. But Ralph Wellrood has really been reporting stuff in the last few days, and he'll be back on tomorrow, and I bet you he'll do it again. And he did a real Malthus is hanging open. Man, you got the evidence there. It's wonderful.
Oh, good. I'm gonna tune in. Thank you so much for telling me about that. I appreciate it, Pat. So have a good night. You. I so appreciate you calling in. Thank you, Pat. So we have Jerry in Missouri. Welcome to the show, Jerry.
Thank you for accepting this call. I appreciate that. Would it
be
acceptable if I read 5 sentences to you, please?
No, that's fine. You can go ahead and read 5 sentences.
Okay. In those days, I beheld long ropes given to those angels who took to their wings and fled, advancing towards the north. And I inquired of the angel, saying, wherefore have they taken those long ropes and gone forth? He said, they are gone forth to measure. The angel who proceeded with me said, these are the measures of the righteousness, of the righteous, excuse me, and cords shall the righteous bring, that they may lean upon the name of the Lord of spirits forever and ever. The elect shall begin to dwell with the elect.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear the word cords?
Cords. Yeah, there's actually an invisible cord that we actually have and back, you know, tied into our pituitary and pineal glands. There's actually a cord there.
Well, actually, your DNA cords, if you go back about 30 or 40 years, they're called DNA cords, okay? That's how we're put together.
We're talking about the genetic cord, the genetics in our body, the cords.
Yes, ma'am. Because they're long, and they have ropes, and they measure them, okay?
Isn't that interesting?
Now, you know that they're messing with the RNA.
Oh,
they
Absolutely.
You know, when you change your DNA, how can you measure a cord and say that it's righteous?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, people are making their choices now. That's why I'm, you know, we got to leave the judgment to our Father in heaven. I mean, I was, you know, I'm looking at people and going, wow, really? You know, I'm having a hard time, you know, even accepting. But then I realize it's not for me to judge. That's for God to judge. We're here to love our fellow man and to help them. So that's why I said I can't judge her. I'm not going to say I'm not going to see her as a chiropractor. I love her, and I'm going to support her in trying to reverse this or be healthy. You know, it's just the way it is. I'm going to just give her some information. I think she appreciated that. Nobody wants to be shunned. People make choices all the time that they regret. This is, you know, what many of us would consider irreversible. But I am not going to make that judgment. That's really for God to decide. That's not for me to decide.
Okay. I don't feel sorry for anybody that takes the shot or doesn't take the shot. You know, I mean, if they do take the shot, you know, I don't feel sorry for them. And I've known some people that I've known for a long time that have done that. The records cannot be righteous at that particular time. Change the DNA. Anyway, thank you very much.
I appreciate it, Jerry. Okay, I do have a comment after the commercial break, but thank you, Jerry. I really appreciate that input. Thank you.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Thank you.
Okay, welcome back. David Nice Wisely. We're at the last short segment of the show. I really do appreciate Jerry's call a lot, but I, you know, I have to admit I'm rusty with the Bible. I was a religious studies minor in college. This is many years ago, and I read the Bible extensively there. So I took a biblical studies seminar, and I did an exegesis paper, did the concordance. I did a lot of that back then, and then anyway, I learned the value of prayer early on in my life, but aside from all of that, I do know that one of the most important things that I'm learning is the importance of not judging. We're here to love one another. We're here to be like children to enter the kingdom of heaven. And anyone that, you know, knows me, that's why I really don't know anyone that's been vaccinated. And every now and I know someone through another person. It's like, really? They got the shot? But most people I know and have known me, I've warned everyone. I've been very vocal. And so it's generally not in my world. I have my car is like a billboard, and I make no bones about it, my stand and why. But at the same time, if someone does do the shot for any reason, and especially someone in my spiritual support group, she's going to know the level of miracles that happen all the time. And she's going to have experience with that. And she could have, for all I know, an angel protected her completely, her whole body from, you know, the ravages of this vaccine or injection, whatever you want to call it. So all I know is she looked radiant. She didn't look like she had any adverse effects whatsoever. And we do have a trade going. And, you know, what can I say? I'm gonna always help anyone that I've been given knowledge, because I've dedicated my life to serving Him, and all knowledge is to be used to further enlightenment on this planet, you know, and bring us closer to Him and our own salvation. So this is what we're commanded to do, you know. So this is, you know, at least that's to me the essence. I mean, you know, of all the commandments, Jesus said to love one another, and that there's many expressions of loving and caring for one another, and I will always take that as my guide. But I just can't get in the space of the more conquer and divide. That's the whole spike protein thing, and don't get near me if you had it. I'm not going there. I know this one gal, she said, someone checked her out, and she said she was actually making her body was making antibodies to the spike protein, because she just knew none of it was going to affect her at all. And your mind is pretty powerful. So, you know, keep that in mind. You know, your thoughts are creating all the time. So be guarded with your thoughts. So thank you, everyone. Really appreciate it. God bless everyone. Live in the present moment. That's where peace is.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue, and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed, and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcast.